This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still to come, answers to your questions in contending for the faith. And in understanding the Scriptures, Dave and Tom will take up their conversation on God's salvation. In addition to this radio program, we publish a monthly newsletter, which we make available free of charge. We also produce and distribute a wide variety of teaching materials, including books in print, e-book, and audiobook formats, CDs, DVDs, and other items to encourage the serious study of God's Word. For a complete list of materials, or to get a copy of today's broadcast, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call our toll-free order number, 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. If you would like a copy of this broadcast on compact disc, ask for program number 4907. And be sure to mention the call letters of this station. And if you would like to watch Dave and Tom, our weekly broadcast is available on DVD. Ask about a subscription when you contact us. You can also download both audio and video podcast at our website. We'll repeat this information at the end of the program. Now, Religion in the News, a report and comment on religious trends and events being covered by the media. This week's item is from CNSNews.com, October 3, 2007, with the headline, Religion Must Be Destroyed, Atheist Alliance Declares. The following are excerpts. Science must ultimately destroy organized religion, according to some of the leading atheist writers and intellectuals who spoke at a recent atheist conference in Northern Virginia. God is a myth, and children must not be schooled in any faith, they said, at the Crystal Clear Atheism event sponsored by the Atheist Alliance International. Some of the luminaries who spoke at the conference included Oxford professor Richard Dawkins, author Sam Harris, and journalist Christopher Hitchens. In his speech, Dawkins denounced the preposterous nonsense of religious customs and compared religion to racism. Dawkins was particularly critical of parents who raised their children as a Catholic child or Protestant child. Children should be allowed to examine the evidence and determine their beliefs for themselves. Many of the attendees seem to have developed an aversion to religion from conservative Protestant Christians. Several complained of living under fundamentalist parents who frowned upon any questioning of the Bible or any activity condemned in Scripture. "It wasn't easy telling my parents I was an atheist," one said. "I still haven't entirely told them. I just say I'm a humanist," which they don't seem to mind. But they are a proudly elitist and self-certain minority. When asked what the main difference between believers and atheists was, Dawkins had a quick answer. "Well, we're bright."
we're bright. It seems to me that there's a militancy that's taking place today that we haven't seen before.
That's why they call themselves the New Atheists.
The New Atheists, right. And Dave, it's like they read the psalm that says, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." So,
well, Tom, if they read that, you'd think they'd be careful. Well, they don't care. They're defying that verse.
Right, right. So they've come out swinging, Dave. And by the grace of God, hopefully the book that you're working on is going to address these things.
Well, it will. Cosmos, Creator, and Human Destiny. Yeah, well, I don't know, should we even mention the God who wasn't there? That's a DVD they put out. They're aggressive. Mm-hmm. And it's just a put down on God, and I won't go into the details about it. And then they challenge young people to stand in front of a video camera and just denounce God, denounce. Jesus said, well, You blaspheme against the Holy Spirit, you're going straight to hell. You just tell the Holy Spirit you're denouncing him, and you don't care. You're going to go to hell because you don't believe in it. Send that to us, and then we'll send you a free copy of the God who wasn't there.
Now, I don't want folks to think that we're going to send them. You're talking about this organization.
Right. I'm talking about the new atheists who are out to destroy all belief in God. Because, Tom, they say, belief in God is not only foolish, it is evil. And they are on an evangelistic crusade. I mean, this is their language. They're going to evangelize the world in atheism. That's why they call themselves the new atheists, because the old atheists were, they wouldn't do that. They just kind of kept to themselves.
Well, Dave, what do they have that's so new? I mean, what are they basing their thrust? This is it. This is what's really going to solve the problem. Is it just all talk?
Well, of course, they call themselves the brights. The brights. Mm-hmm. We are bright, they say, which is absurd, because we can name plenty of Nobel Prize winners who are, and Dawkins hasn't gotten the Nobel Prize yet, and Sam Harris is just finishing his PhD, but we can quote, well, the brightest in history, at least this is what the scientists themselves say, Sir Isaac Newton. You know, he wrote more about the Bible than he did about physics and science. The founders of science were Christians. So these guys think they're bright, but they're not so bright. But anyway, they are fools, because I'm only going by the Bible. They are determined that there is no God. And Tom, if we have, we got another minute or so, let me quote, let me quote a Nobel Prize winner, George Wald, W-A-L-D. George Wald is a, well, he was a Harvard University professor. He's a Nobel Prize winner, but an atheist. And he says, oh, we know that the law of biogenesis, life only comes from life. Oh, we know that that's true. You can't argue with that. And we know that spontaneous generation, we know that that's a myth. I mean, Pasteur, he laid that one to rest. But if you don't believe in spontaneous generation, I mean, you don't believe that life just comes spontaneously arises, you're going to have to believe in a creative act by a supernatural God. And we will not allow that. So here we are, I guess, by an act of spontaneous generation. Now, can you imagine? This is why the psalmist said, long before these men came along, the fool has said in his heart there's no God, because they give you all the reasons why God must exist. But they say, we will not believe in this God. Mm-hmm. I could quote another one who says, we will not allow a divine foot inside the door. So I would have to say, they really qualify. The fool has said in his heart there is no God.
And it's just utter rebellion. It's saying, if there is a creator God, then I probably would have to be accountable to him, stand before him, and I don't want any part of that. It's rebellion, Dave.
That's exactly it, Tom.